Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. Today we have Kenny Poto with us. Kenny is a freshman center for Wichita State men's basketball team. He is from Stockholm, Sweden, attended Sunrise Christian Academy, located in Bel Air near Wichita. Kenny averages 6.9 points, 3.2 rebounds over the first 10 games of the season. He is coming off one of his better, maybe his best effort of the season. Season high 14 points, season high 8 rebounds, and Tuesday's win over Alcorn State. So Kenny, let's go back to Tuesday first. I thought from a team perspective, it was really good. A lot of moving the ball, a lot of assists. What happened? What kind of got the team going in that good direction on offense?
I feel like we really pushed the ball in transition, and we got a lot of points in transition. Personally, I crashed the board like a lot because I'm the taller guy on the court, so the scout was to like, we have the bigger team, so crash the offensive boards and get offensive rebounds. That's what I did, and that's how I got like many of my points.
I'm glad you mentioned the transition points, because I've noticed you do a good job of running the court. Not all big men do that. What has that been burned into your brain, that that's a good thing for big men to do, that you can get some easy points that way?
Yeah, of course, because the bigger men are usually slower and like bigger, so I try to take advantage of that because I'm faster than most of the big guys, so run down the floor, get some easy buckets in that way, and helps the offense too when I run down the floor and they can just pass it to me, easy points.
You have a knack for offensive rebounding. What's the key to being a good offensive rebounder?
I feel like it's just like try to crash every time, because you never know the player that's boxing you out might like sometimes just relax a little bit, and then you might just swim by him and get to the offensive rebound. You know, like, you just never know, so just try to go to the offensive rebound every time and you might get it.
Are you looking at it, playing a lot of angles, trying to judge, is the shot short, is it going to come off on this side of the rim, the other side of the rim? What's kind of going through your mind as the shooter is going up?
Yeah, of course you gotta like think a little, like if you see the ball, if you see the flat of the ball going like a little further than, like you gotta see the angles, like you said. Like I try to see what where it could like land, and try to from there like kind of put myself in a position to get the ball.
You're off to a nice start for your freshman year. What do you think's been most helpful? What factors have there been in you getting comfortable and you being able to contribute what you're contributing?
I think it started off like my confidence has always been like not the highest. So like that's the thing like I've been working on the most, just like not really thinking about like not hesitating too much, just like going out and doing like what I can do. Like I can shoot, so I just let it fly. Like when I get a wide open shot, so just working on my confidence has been like a big factor. And I feel like in the weight room, it's been like a really big factor too, because when I first came here, I felt like a little weaker and not as strong as I feel now after the season been going on for a little bit now. So I feel like I'm going up against Mo every day. I feel like I've gotten a lot stronger in the weight room. Coach Kerry has been helping me a lot, and I feel like I can guard a big man on the court now too.
Yeah, when I talked to Kerry Rosenboom about that, he was very complimentary. He said, you are one of the guys, you're there, you're on time, you're doing extra work, you're lifting on game days, all those kind of things that strength and conditioning coaches love to see. Have you always been a big fan of the weight room?
Yeah, I feel like I've always been. When I'm back home, I try to get like stronger, keep in shape too. Yeah, I got some trainers back home that I stay in, so I can stay in shape. I've always been like big about like being strong and being the stronger guy on the court.
And you mentioned the weight room in connection with being confident, and I think people say that a lot. Explain that. Why does, you know, putting in the time in the weight room, how does that help you get confident?
Because like if you're stronger than like everybody else, then you kind of feel like, if you look stronger, you might intimidate people too. So, and if you're just stronger, then it's gonna help you, because it's gonna make it easier for you to score back buckets around the rim maybe. And just overall, if you just be strong with, like, if you have a strong like structure, so you can be strong with the ball, don't like get better balance, like overall just make you a better basketball player.
You mentioned Morris Udeze. Is he the strongest guy on the team, or I don't know, maybe Joe Pleasant? Those would be the first two that would come to mind. Do we know who the strongest guy on the team is?
Joe's a big guy. Like,
Joe's a big guy.
Looked like a football player, but I mean, Morris probably the strongest.
Yeah. Quay Grant looks like a strong guy too. A little smaller, but yeah. Is there a returning shocker? You mentioned Morris, and you play the same position. Is there a guy on the team who's been really helpful as far as helping you learn college basketball? You know, kind of helped you through some of those, you know, navigate this new life.
Oh yeah, Morris definitely, because we play the same position, and like he's been here for 4 years now. So yeah, he's like a veteran that has been helping me a lot. We were in the same position, so he's been helping me like you said, navigate through like plays and just like positioning, because he's really good with like angles and stuff. So he's been helping me a lot in practice, talking to me and like where to be in like different situations. And yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned the angles with Morris, and I always think his skill at scoring around the rim is because he's kind of unorthodox. He has pretty good footwork. What's it like guarding him? What makes him such a good scorer?
I mean, he's not just like bully ball. He can, he got like good footwork, like you said. Like he can, he got some moves in the low post. He can hit you with some shot fakes and might get you with some really good moves. But like when I first came here, I didn't think he was that like skilled like in the with his moves, but he surprised me. But he got some moves in the low post.
Okay, so the Shockers have a big win. You play well, that kind of a thing. Who's the first person you're texting or calling to kind of share your excitement with?
Usually it's my mom that texts me right after the game. Like I come back to the locker room, see my phone. It's my mom. She's at like, you say it was a good game or it was a bad game. She's gonna be honest with me. Like she's gonna tell me like, if I didn't play well, she's gonna tell me that. Like, yeah.
So she's able to watch,
yeah.
And she's not afraid to give you a critique.
No. She's gonna tell me. She's gonna be honest with me.
Okay, that's important to have. Yeah. If you weren't playing college basketball, is there another sport that you would have picked up?
Probably soccer.
Soccer. Yeah. Tell us about your soccer background.
I used to play soccer when I was younger, from like when I was 6 to like, I want to say like 12-ish. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, I used to play soccer when I was younger, and I had like big passion for both of the sports, basketball and soccer, but I chose basketball.
What position did you play in soccer?
Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeper. Yeah. That's what I would have guessed. Yeah. All right. What is your favorite sports moment?
Probably when we beat Mount Verde in the with Sunrise and last year in the, I forgot what tournament was called, a bubble, like, yeah, but we beat them and that was a big, like, favorite moment.
A big win. Mount Verde is a prominent prep school, so that was a big, big win for Sunrise. Tell us about the basketball culture in Sweden. What's it like playing that sport growing up?
Basketball is not really big at all in Sweden. I mean, it's always soccer in like most of Europe, like soccer everywhere, and it's the biggest sport, but it's growing still. I mean, I would love to be the face of basketball in Sweden, like just like to make it like grow and see the potential. Like we have a lot of good players in Sweden. There's like right now we have like a lot of people in the States playing, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So I just hope that's going to be like one of the biggest sports one day.
Who is the face of basketball in Sweden?
Probably we got a guy named Ludde Håkansson, and he plays in Spain, I think. And we have Jonas Repko.
Right.
Yeah. Jeffrey Taylor. That's probably the biggest ones we got.
Those are the biggest ones. So when you're growing up and you're interested in basketball in Sweden, are you following American college basketball? Are you following the NBA? What kind of role models do you have?
Back home?
Yes.
I try to watch NBA. I mean, it's like, it's difficult because like time change. So like it's usually at like 3-4 a.m. like over there when the game goes on over here, so it's hard to watch, but like I try to like watch replays, and like watch like when I wake up in the morning.
Is there a particular NBA player that you really enjoyed, or maybe you try to steal some things from?
I try to like take from different players. Some guys I like to watch is like Nikola Jokic and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, I like them too.
Jokic is so much fun to watch. What do you like about his game?
Just his vision. Like he got the vision, and he can score like anywhere. Really, I mean, he can handle the ball really well. He can score in the post. Like he got good moves in the post. He can pass the ball really well. Yeah.
How about learning the game in Sweden or in Europe? I mean, we often hear about European players are different, maybe better shooters, maybe better fundamentally than the people growing up in the United States. What was it like learning the game there?
I mean, yeah, it's a lot of fundamentals back home at a young age. Like, I feel like when you start like playing games over here, like playing like full court games on like higher rims, and we're still playing on lower rims and like doing fundamentals like passing, like shooting technique and working on like all the basic stuff. Then like while you're over here like playing games already, we're just over there working fundamentals still. I mean, that's like, I feel like that's been helping me though, like defensively, like we work on like a lot of defensive stuff too. Like just the basics of everything. So it's good that I started from like the beginning and just been working myself up like over like all this time. So when I came here, took that with me, and I've gotten like a lot of compliments like from my defensive side too, like how I see the court like defensively, like how I read stuff, like not off, like not just on the ball, like off the ball, like court vision. I see the help side a lot, and yeah. Got a lot of confidence.
Does being a soccer goalkeeper help you defensively? Are there some similarities in your, you know, you're watching a big space and you're kind of, you know, getting in the right spots?
Might be. I haven't thought about it like that, but like when I played soccer, I did like a lot of footwork too, so I feel like that's been helping me, like that helped me a lot in the long run. So like I feel like I got like faster feet now than most big men.
Sunrise Christian Academy, how did you end up there?
I was 16, 15, 16. I'd always wanted to like come to the States and play basketball, because I was like back home and it wasn't really competition for me, because I was the tallest guy, biggest guy in like my age group a few years up, and like so I needed some competition, and it's always been a dream of mine to come to the States and play. So, I mean, I had some family friends over here that helped me, like, find some schools over here. And I talked to some schools, and I ended up at Sunrise. I don't really know, like, what more to say, but, yeah, I ended up at Sunrise, and I was there for 3 years. Couldn't have been better. Like, I had no idea, actually, like, when I first came to Sunrise. I didn't talk to Coach Lou too much before I came there. Just pretty much came there, like, as like not knowing much about it, and just came there and took a chance, and worked out really well.
Worked out well. What do you miss most about Sweden?
Of course, my family and friends the most, but probably my mom's cooking.
Cooking. Food's always a good one.
Yeah.
What, have you introduced your teammates here to any food from your home?
No, I haven't yet. I have to do that.
What's your mom's favorite dish? Or what's the one thing you look forward to eating that she fixes for you?
I really like anything she makes, but she's from Finland, so it's a Finnish dish called makaroni laatikko.
Say that again for the people who said that.
It's called makaroni laatikko.
And describe it. What kind of food is that?
It's like, I wouldn't say like macaroni and cheese, but it's something similar, and she got like ground beef in it and some kind of seasoning. I don't really know actually myself. It just tastes really well.
It comes out really good.
Yeah.
How about here in the United States? Is there a food that you've really taken a liking to?
I like chicken tenders a lot.
Chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite video game?
NBA 2K or Fortnite.
Favorite Netflix series or show?
Oh, Money Heist.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. All right. Kenny, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Roundhouse Podcast, courtesy of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We appreciate your time. We encourage you to rate, review, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, such as on iTunes or Google Play. You can find more Roundhouse content at GoShockers.com. Thank you for listening.
And they let him pass it up court, and then it gets picked off. A long three by Pangos. No good. 1 second. It's over. It is over, and Wichita State has beaten the number one team in the nation to go to the Sweet 16. Go crazy, Wichita. I know you are.